And now this is a dictation for Paul, P-A-U-L, Knapp, K-N-A-P-P, September 849, addressed as a letter to Dr. Willie, W-I-L-L-E, 802-5955. Dear Dr. Willie, follow-up for Mr. Knapp, chronic kidney disease from diabetic nephropathy hypertension, last visit April. He also follows cardiology, congestive heart failure, DNA tolerated Entresto. Presently, Dr. Berlin, B-E-R-L-I-N. There has been two recent hospital admissions for active gastrointestinal bleeding, non-arteriovenous malformation of the stomach, cauterization in May, and then a few days ago, June, has received 4 units of packet of red blood cells, at least 13 for the last 9 months, also intravenous iron. There is positive blood in the stools and melena, although that has cleared. Denies vomiting, abdominal pain, able to eat, no changes in urination, chronic atrial fibrillation, edema improved from Bumex, no change of voice, which is hoarse chronically, presently no oxygen CPAP machine, no gross orthopnea, chronic dyspnea, other review system done, blood pressure at home 160/70s, medication list review. I will highlight hydralazine, nitrates, Bumex, presently off felodipine, on Eliquis, on Farxiga, although this was discontinued already 9 days ago in the hospital in Midland. Today weight 240, blood pressure 176/70 on the right side, very pleasant, alert, oriented time 4, no respiratory distress at rest, tall obese person, chronic changes of the voice, hoarseness, today lungs are clear, no pleural effusion, no wheezing, no RALS, irregular reading less than 90, obesity of the abdomen, stable edema bilateral. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, creatinine 1.96, slowly progressive over time, but presently stable. Normal sodium potassium acid base, present GFR 35, stage 3B. Last hemoglobin 7.3, normal platelets. No plans for ablation or aortic valve replacement. Off Entresto. Presently no non-steroidals, aldosterone blocker, no eplerenone, E-P-L-E-R-E-N-O-N-E. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Diabetic nephropathy, chronic kidney disease, off and on acute component from issues of congestive heart failure, as well as active gastrointestinal bleeding, arteriovenous malformation, non-aortic valve disease, multiple blood transfusion, iron infusion, chronic atrial fibrillation, failed attempt of left-sided atrial appendage ligation. Some medications did not tolerate it as indicated above. Continuous all fluid restriction diuretics, edema improved of calcium channel blockers, on bicarbonate replacement for metabolic acidosis, chronic anticoagulation, which of course will exacerbate the AVM bleeding, blood pressure poorly controlled, increase hydralazine to 100 milligrams 3 times a day, stay off Farxiga. He will have consultation, second opinion, University of Michigan, for any potential further treatment of AV malformations. Also sees gastroenterologist Midland, Dr. Hung, H-U-N-G, prolonged visit, end of dictation,